says a royally curve, only a tam that's able to make a carving out of it. Maybe there, if you shecht it via Zora, it's also bachila. Minayin the rabbi's bali mumim. How do we know even if the animal has a bal mum that it's not roy bichlal lefnim? How do we know also that there's a if you shecht it via Zora, you can't eat it? So mar bani bali mumim shekain min hamachshir. It's a type of a behemoth that's a min that could be brought for carving. So even though this animal has a bal mum, has a mum in it, but since it's a type of an animal that could be brought for korban, you have the issa of chulam bazara that it's also bachila. Uminayin, how do I know the rabbi says a chaya, even a chaya, a deer that can't be brought for korban? How do I know this also? If you shecht bazara, it's also bachila. Marbani es a chaya shibeshchita kebehema, because it's like an animal that you need a shchita to be matzah with bachila. So therefore, if you make the shchita in the Beis Hamikdash, it's also bachila. Minayin, how do I know the rabbi says oifus? How do I know to include even the birds? That there is not a min behema. Talmud loyma, this with Ashna Posa that says, v'shochatu, v'shochatoysa, v'shochatoysoi, like we had before. It says three times the word v'shochat teach us, echot chaya, echot behema, v'echot oifus. That any one of these three, if you make the shchita in the Yazara, so the mice fits also b'achila. So far the Gemara says, yochel, I would have thought to say, lo yishchot, you're not allowed to make the shchita, but v'yim shochat yashlichem lefnei klovim, but maybe if you make the shchita, you should know it will be muta b'achila, maybe. Yeah, v'yim shochat yashlichem lefnei klovim, maybe true there's a lav not to shecht chulim b'yazara. And if you do it, we're saying now you can't even eat from it. But maybe it's mutabano. Maybe if you want to, you'd be allowed to throw it to your kelev. But our Mishnah says so far, that's even osabano. The question is, how do we know it's even osabano? How do we know you can't throw it to your kelev? Talmulem, the Pasuk says, la kelev tashlicha noisoi. It says by a treifa, or an animal that's a treifa, there, even though you can't eat it, still you can give it to your dog. So idashin oisoi atomashach le kelev. Only like an Issa Treifa, there you have a right to give it to your dog to eat. But viato mashle chulin shenishkatu biyazora. But you're not allowed to throw to your dogs this chulin, this regular animal that you made the shchita in. Since you did this Issa of chulin biyazora, the Torah is teaching us now that not only is it also biyachila, but it's also also bahano. You're not allowed to throw it to your dog. You can't have this enjoyment out of it. So Rashi is Mazda, how do we know this from the Pasuk Lakel Tashlicha Noisoi? Because the Pasuk says, Bosa Basod the Treifa. The Pasuk is talking about a Treifa that we darshan means something that goes Yotze Chutzle Mechitzosoi. Anything that goes out of its Mechitzot, out of its boundary. Like there we're talking about, let's say you have a behemoth you want to shecht, and there's a kid inside it. So if the kid sticks out its arm before the Shechita, so the Shechita is not matter the arm, the foot, you can't eat. That's called like a treifa, chutzim chitzosar. So Pasuk is saying that some iser, that's because it went out of its mechitza, there you're allowed to give it to the dog. Mashayim came over here where the iser is, you're bringing something inside the mechitzas, you're bringing it inside the azara, here we say it's even osa bahano. So kitza, this is the limit how we know that chulun shenish to be azara is also osa bahano. You can't eat it, and you can't have enjoyment from it. That's why it's good our Mishnah that says if you mekadesh your wife with chulun shenishka to be yasara, the loch is ainu mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechinhu Mar Yehuda. Mar Yehuda found the Rabbi Yosef, or the Rabbi Shmuel Berei, the Rabbi Barbachono, to have a kind meyapischa de Rabbi. They are both sitting by the gate, by the door of Rabbi. Omalu, so he said to them like this, Tanya, we learned, HaMekadesh bePetach Hamor. If somebody wants to marry his wife by giving her a Petach Hamor, the firstborn of the Hamor, BeBosa BeCholov. If somebody wants to give his wife some milk and meat that was cooked together, UveChulon SheNishkatu BeYazara, or else you want to give her from this animal that you shechted inside the Beis Hamikdash. So it says here, Rabbi Shimon Leimel Mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon holds these cases are not Osa BeHanor. And therefore, if you give it to your wife, L'shem Kedushin, she's Mekadeshes. Not like our Mishnah. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, though, no, ain't no Mekadeshes, like our Mishnah. That these things are Rosa Bahanor, and therefore you cannot be Mekadesh your wife, you're not giving her a Shavah Fruta. So, Akoponim Alma, what do we see from over here? Alma, we see that Chulin Shanishkatu Biyazorah, the Rabbi Shimon, Lav Lavdir Isa. We see that Rabbi Shimon holds this Isa. If Yeshech Chulin Biyazorah in the Beis Hamikdash, Lamaisa, it's not Asa Midir Isa. In other words, since he holds you can Mekadish your wife with it, you can give your wife from this Chulin that you shechted inside the Beis Hamikdash. So obviously, holds it's not Asa Bahano. So Mashra from the Gemara, if it's not Asa Bahano, it's not even Asa Midir Isa either. It's only Midir Rabbanin. Or Akoponim, it could be it's Mashra that Midir Rabbanin, Akoponim, it's Asa Bahano. But Akoponim, he holds that Midir Isa, it's Mutta Bahano. Rashi learns that the Mormon said, according to Rabbi Shimon, Isurai lav di araisa, lo yisra shkitosav, lo yisra anosoi. Mashram di araisa, it's not awesome at all. And it doesn't dash him, brichuk mokum. Elim with rabbon, it's only awesome with rabbon. That's all. But I call upon him, if you marry your wife with this mukadeshus. So really, it's a kasha. Because with rabbon, though, it is awesome bahano. So today's the kasha, the Gemara Psochim says that chomet, that's awesome with rabbonin, also you can't marry your wife with it. Since it's also bahano with rabbon, it's saying the But I said there is different with there. Midiraisa, there's a time that chometz is also midiraisa. Therefore, it's more chomer. But over here, since there's no issa midiraisa, therefore the rabbanon did not go so far to say ain't no mukadeshus. But I call upon Rabbi Shimon holds if you marry his wife, you marry your wife with chulush and ishkol biazara, the kedushin is good. So Gemara Sakasha Ramin will have a question on this. It says Alocha Rabbi Shimon himself says chulin shenishkotu biazara. In the case where somebody shechted his own animal in the Beis Hamikdash, it says Yisrafu. Mashma, you have to burn it. What do you have to burn it for? Because Mashma, clearly, it's also Bahano. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. You have to burn it. V'chein Chaya. And the same thing applies by a Chaya, by a deer. Shenishkatu b'yazara. So behold, the Chaya is also for sure. It's not only Yosem Midirabonin. It has to be Yosem Midiraisa. Here you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you shecht your own private animal in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not also b'hano, and that's why you have to burn it. So it's a stira. How could before Rabbi Shimon say, if you mekadish your wife with this animal, it's mekadeshes, mashm, it's not also b'hano, you could have enjoyment from it. And here it says clearly, it's also b'hano. Samar says, ishtiku, they kept quiet. He didn't have an answer. Also, l'kaim mid rabba, then they came, this was outside Rabba's door. Then they came inside in front of Rabba. Osla kaimi the Rabba. Omalu, so Rabba said, Palga akaminchu. You stop want to make trouble. You stop making machloikisin. You make an argument. The Rashi says, Kantarin rogula chalaka chaverov. You're just making arguments. I'll give you an answer. Hoch of Amaya skin. You know what we're talking about over here? That he says that she's mukadeshes. Kegoin shenishchato veninsa treifa. True, you took your own animal. You shechted it inside the Beis Hamikdash. But after you shechted, it came out, it was only a treifa. So it's like this. For Rabbi Shimon, the time Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own town that holds a shechita, she'ena ruya, loy shemei shechita. In other words, really Rabbi Shimon agrees, if you shecht your own private animal inside the Beis Hamikdash, it's also b'hanlo midiraisa. Midiraisa, and I'll let it do it. And if you do it, it's also to have enjoyment from it. So that's why it's good why he says here, ain't no mukadeshes. If you give it to your wife, there's no kedushin. Because it's also b'hano. Where is the case where Rabbi Shimon says the kedushin is good? That's if you shecht and you find out it's a treifa. If you find out it's a treifa, that shechita is not called a good shechita. A shechita that does not make the piece of meat muta b'achila is not called a shechita. And Rabbi Shimon goes according to his time. That's Rabbi Shimon's shechita all over. That shechita she'ena ruya that does not give the heter achila to the meat is lo shemei shechita. It's not called a shechita. So therefore, the issa of shechitas chulin bazara, it's an avera if you do a good shechita. If you take your own private animal and you make a good shechita in the Beis Hamikdash, then you're over this lav of chulin bazara, and then it's also bahano. But if you only took an animal that's a treifa and you shechted it there, that shechita is not called a good shechita. Because if that shechita would have been done outside the Beis Hamikdash, it would also not be matarit bachilo, because it's a treifa. So Bishimon knows that's not called a shechita, that's why it's muta b'hano. So you give it to your wife, what can she do with it? True, she can't eat it. It's a treifa. But she can sell it, let's sell it to a guy, it's worth money. The Tanya will learn like this. Ha-shoich it as ha-treifa. If you shecht an animal that you knew from before was a treifa already. V'chein, the same thing applies. Ha-shoich it v'nimtza treifa. If somebody shechted an animal and later we found out it was a treifa. Zev is the chulun b'yazara. Both these two cases, if you shechted your private animal in the Beis HaMikdash, So what's the halacha? Rabbi Shimon mate b'hano. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutar b'hano. Since the shechita is lo shemei shechita, it's a treifa. The shechita does not help. It's not called a good shechita. You did not do this avera of chulam b'azara. Therefore, it's mutar b'hano. However, the chachamim oisrim. The chomdo, they say no. They say it's also b'hano. If they hold l'maisi, you made a shechita. I don't care if it's a treifa and you can't eat the meat, but l'maisi, you made a maisa shechita. And they hold the shechita sheinu ruya shemei shechita is called a shechita. So you're over this lav of shechting your private animal inside the base. And Mikdash, you're over chulam b'yazara, and therefore the lach is taka that it's also b'hano. So Mela is no stira. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says vayte that mochron v'kiddush b'demeya mekudeshes. Even though all these things are also b'hano, teshor haniska al bosa b'chola of chulam b'yazara, but if the husband first sells it to somebody else, so he did an aveira, he's not allowed to sell it because it's also b'hano. But let's say he did sell it to somebody else and he got the money. Now if he gives this money to his wife, she's mekudeshes. Because the money is not also b'hano. So Gemara asks Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know the money is not also b'hano? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, midigoli rachmana b'avodas kechovim. Because the Torah says this thing applies by an avodah zara. That here the Pasuk says, v'hoyisa cherim kamo. That anything that comes out of the avodah zara is cherim, is like also b'hano. And we dash, and it means the posik kol sha'ata mahaya hemenu. Anything that comes out from the avodah zarah, like if you sell it and you get money for it, that money is also also b'hano harehu kamo. It has the same halacha like the avodah zarah itself, that it's also b'hano. So the Torah tells us only here by this issa of avodah zarah, this issa ano of avodah zarah, whatever you get from it is also b'hano. So since the Torah says it here, mechlal, it's a proof that the chol isur and shabbat Torah is shari, that all of isur and shabbat Torah, it's not that way. Basa b'cholav, we hold the sasa b'hano. You can't eat the basa b'cholav, but if you sell it and you get money for it, we hold the money is muta b'hano. The money is muta. Only by avoid the zora is the money also b'hano. So Gemara asks, why do you say this? Finelus mino. Why don't we better say, learn out from avoid the zora? Just like by avoid the zora, whatever comes out of it is also b'hano. Say the same thing by other isuri hanos. Gemara says no. Mishum dehevei avoides kechovim u'shvius shneik suv maboy kiyechad. There are two times the Torah says this chiddush that the money you get for it is also at the same halacha by avoides zara and by peiros shvius. Peiros shvius has the kedusha, the fruits that grow on shemitah, it has kedusha on it. You're not allowed to destroy it. You can't do business with it. You're only allowed to eat it. If you sell the fruits, so the money you get also has kedusha shvius on it. Even though it's like Tosfos says, it's not also b'hano, but I call upon him, you see this yesod, that by shvius, the peris that you sell, the money has the same halacha like the peri itself. So therefore the klal is, v'chol shnei k'suvim aboyin k'yechod, ein melamdin. Since the peris says this chiddush two times, like really the peris just should have said it by shvius. Now that the peris says it also by avodah zarah, we say only these two places and no place else. So Mar says now, avoidus kechavim hod yamor. We just got finished saying that's the pasuk v'yisa cherem kamo. It's all asa b'hano. Shvius mahi. Where's the raya that shvius also is tefes domehel? Because the pasuk says yovel hi kodesh tiyelachem. That teres shvius has loch of kodesh. It has din kedusha on it. So it's like hegdish. So we dash in ma kodesh. Just like the regular hegdish, tefes as domov. Whenever hegdish owns something and somebody else wants to buy it off hegdish. So when you pay money, the money has the kedusha, and the object goes out lechulin. Is av shvi is the same thing that Torah is saying by this peris of shvi as they grew on shemitah tefeses domehel. If you sell the fruits and you get money for it, the money also has the kedusha of shvius on it. So Gemara asks, if we learn out from hegdish from kodesh, ima kodesh. If so, why don't we say just like by kodesh tefeses domov that the maisit's money is also v'yotze lechulin. But over there, by Hegdish, the object goes out l'chulin. Like if you buy the chair off Hegdish, so the chair is yours, you can do what you want with it right now. So maybe av shviyas tefeses domeh v'yotz l'chulin. Maybe by Shemitah also. When you sell perish shviyas, maybe when you sell it, the kedusha goes on to the money. But maybe the fruits itself you could use, it should be the kedusha goes off it. And we know not like that. We said the kedusha remains on the perish shviyas. So why? Kamarin says Tamalem, and the Pasuk says Tia. Says Yovel he Kodesh Tia. It says Tia Bevi Yosin Tehei. That the first fruits that drew on Shemitah, they always remained with its Kedusha. Just the money receives also Kedusha. Like we'll soon see. Kate said, how does it come out? Lokach peperish shriyas basar. Let's say first you had an apple tree that was growing on Shemitah, and you have the apples. These apples have Kedusha shriyas on it. If you make an exchange, you sell to somebody for meat, so the loch is elu v'elu mizbarim shriyas. Both retain its Kedusha. The peperish shriyas always retain its Kedusha shriyas, and the meat that you bought for it now also has its Kedusha shriyas. But the meat depends. The basa dog, let's say later you sold the meat to buy fish. So halacha is yotza basa nichnesu dogim. The meat loses its kedusha, but rather goes on to the fish. Only the last thing remains with the kedusha. Let's say now the dogim yayin. With this fish now you buy wine. So halacha is again yotza dogim nichnes yayin. That the fish goes out, loses its kedusha, and the kedusha goes on to the wine. The yayin shem. Let's say now you sell the wine to get oil. Again, yotza yayin, the yayin loses its kedusha, and only the last thing, nichna shemen. Okay, so how does it come out? Achron, achron, nitfas b'shvias, that the last thing you're ending up with, what's coming out from these perish shvias, that remains also with the kedusha shvias, or periyats mayasa, but the first original fruit that grew on Shemitah, that always retains its kedusha. That can never lose its kedusha. It's only what you buy from that receives kedusha. With that thing, you buy something else. The last thing remains Kedusha. So is the original tree that was grown on Shemitah remains with Kedusha, and the last thing that you got from it also retains its Kedusha. So I quote one of there are two times in the Torah that says such a Chiddush, that what you buy, the money, retains its Kedusha. So we say only these two places and no place else. Therefore, the Mishnah says if somebody sells the boss of a chalov that he has, or chulun b'yazara, or the petach amar, or the sharanista, if you sell it, the money you receive is smuta bahano. So Mara says again, this should depend. Hani chalamandi yomein malamdin. That's if you say, don't learn out. El lamandi yomein malamdin maik lameimo. For the old, you could learn out. Shnei zum boink yechud malamdin. What do you have to say? So Mara says, I'll tell you, miyuta ksivi. There's a miyut over here. Ksiv hoch, it says over here, ki cherim hu. It says, b'avoy dezora cherim hu. Mashm only it, only by avoid the Zohar do we say this Torah, no place else, that the money also retains its Kedusha. It says, Huxavosim, it says by Shemitah, Yovel he, that we darish in he in Midiachrin Eloi. Only here by Shemitah do we say this Yisoid, that the money, what you get from the Perish Shvias, also has Kedusha Shvias on it. But other Yisuri Hano, it's not that way. But the other Yisuri Hano, the Torah says, it is also by no, you're not allowed to sell it. You're over in Aver if you sell it. But if you did sell it, the money you receive, the money remains mutar b'hano. Now the Mishnah says, Hamekadesh betrumois uvemaisrois. Even a Yisrael, the Mishnah says, even if a Yisrael has his own truma, or his own maisrois before he gave it to a kohen, if he gives it to his wife, l'shem kedushin, she's mekadeshes. Uvematonis, matonis Rashi, that's the zroyev l'chayayim v'kevam. On your own private animal, when you shecht it, you have to give to a kohen a matnas kun. You have to give him the zroya, the thigh, and the chayin, the cheeks, and the cave in the stomach. Over neichatis, the water of the paraduma, over yefechatis and the yeshes of the paraduma, harezum kedushis. If you give these things to your wife, l'shem kedushin, l'mais to the kedushin eschal. These things are not osa b'hano. V'yafilu Yisrael. Even if these things only belong to Yisrael, and the halvimina is the Yisrael has a truma. He has papers that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so he set aside the truma, supposed to give it to a kohen. Before he gave it to the kohen, if he wants to, it belongs to him, he can marry his wife with it. He can give it to his wife, l'shem kedushin. That's the Havamina. So Mara says, Oma Ula Ula says, Yishino, Toivis Hanoah Eina Momin. That Toivis Hanoah means the benefit that you would get from truma is not called like Momin. And Rashi says it means the Kaddish Boisha, that you cannot marry your wife with it. In other words, here, what happened? Let's say the Yisrael has an apple tree, and he took off a barrel of apples. Now he took off truma. He set aside 5 apples for truma. Now these apples really don't belong to him. It's his, but he has to give it away to a kohen. So really, it's not his money. How could he mekadesh his wife with it? But there is a smor to say that he has tovas hanorin, that he has some benefit from this truma. Like Lamashi, he could have a kohen's father-in-law that wants to see his son-in-law receive a lot of truma. So he may go to you and pay you some money that you should give all your truma to his son-in-law. So the kids of the Yisroel, when he still has his truma, he can get benefits from the truma that somebody may give him money to give his truma to his kohen, to a separate kohen. So that's called benefits that you get from the truma. So we'll soon see it's a big machlokes. Is that called you have money, like you own the truma, you can marry your wife with it? Or no, it's not called like you have money in it. So Ula says, no, that benefit you get is called side benefits. It's not in the actual truma itself. And it's not considered you own the truma to marry your wife with it. That's called Toibus and Noah Zainamaman. And this is the Gemara's Takasha. Eis for Rabab Ula. Rabab asked the question to Ula. Our Mishnah says not like you. Our Mishnah says, Hamakadesh betrumais, over maitrois, over matonis. If in the Mishnah says, Afilu Yisrael, that if Yisrael marries his wife with his own truma, or maitrois, or matonis, that's the kevah, Zerayv Lechayayim, the mechatas of Yefer Porah, Rezu Mekodeshes. And the Mishnah says, Afilu Yisrael, even if Yisrael has this truma, so how the meaner is, it means his own private truma. You see, if Yisrael has his own private truma, he can mekodesh his wife with it. So here we see, Tayyib Sanna is called Mammon. Even though you have to give it away to a Kayin, but you have benefits in it right now that makes you an owner over it. So Mara says no. Mara answers, oh, Malay, Ula answers back, Hoch, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Yisrael, Shenof Loloit Folim, Mi Beis Avi Imai Kayin. That means his wife's father was a Kayin. His Shver's father-in-law was a Kayin. And the Kayin died, let's say, and he left over Tevel. He left over Peiris that he did not take off any Trumas or Maitris. And we'll soon see the Gemara says, the Kassavar Ula also holds that Matana Shleihurmo is Kemish or Kushumer Domin. This Tevel that the Kayin has, since the Kayin, what does the Kayin do? The Kayin has his own orchard, so what the Kayin has to do is he has to be Mafris Truma, just he keeps the Truma himself, he can eat it. But he has to set aside the Truma. Like right now it's Tevel. So the Chiddush over here is that even though the Shver, the father-in-law of the Kayin, had his tevel before he took off the truma, we consider it as if truma was taken off already. Now let's say the kohen really took off the truma. So this kohen now is his own money. The truma is his own private money. Now let's say the kohen dies and he had no sons, so the daughter yashins. So the daughter now owns the truma. Now the daughter is married to Yisrael, so the husband yashins his wife. So that's the case that this Yisrael now yashin truma from his shever. So this truma now belongs to him. It's his private truma. He can't eat it, but it belongs to him. He can sell it to a Kayin. He has no mitzvah to give it away. It belongs to him. So that's the Mishnah talking about, that there's the case that this Yisrael could marry his wife with Truma. So the question is, them sheep, of course. Like if you yashin Truma from a Kayin, or better, like if a Kayin gives you Truma back, so of course it's yours. That's what Gemara says, the Chiddush is, of Matana Shlai Hurmu, Kemi Shurma Damim. That even though the father-in-law did not take off Truma yet, so the father-in-law really did not have the truma yet. He only had tevel. He only had this bushel of apples yet. But we consider this bushel of apples that since he's supposed to take off truma, we consider as if the kayin like took off truma already enough to say that that truma belongs to the kayin. It's his own private money now. Now when he dies, his daughter takes it over, and then her husband takes it over. So that's the case that a Yisrael could mamish own a truma. But we're not talking about a case where Yisrael grew peiris. And now he has to give off truma, give it to the kohen. That's not his. Since there the mitzvah is to give it away to a kohen, it's not your money. Here the Mishnah is talking about where you yashin, you got from your shver the kohen, he gave you this truma. That's why it's yours to marry your wife with it. Therefore, there's no kasha and ulu from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara Stam says, Boi minei Rabbi Chiya bar Avin mir Ravuna. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin has a kasha from Ravuna. Says Alocha, Toivis ha no mamin o yeina mamin. It's a question they ask. This svar we just got from the Sender, Ula says, not called Mammon. Here they're asking, is it called Mammon or not? This benefit that a Yisroel from his own Truma can have, that maybe somebody will pay him money to give his Truma to their own private Kayin, is it called you own the Truma or not? So, Omalei, they said back, Tenisu, listen, we learned in our Mishnah. It says, Omekadesh betrumas v'maisos v'matros, v'neichatas v'b'yefa paro, harei zumekadeshes, v'yafilu Yisroel. So, of course, Mashma Yisrael has Toivah Sanoi in the Truma, that's why he can marry his wife with it. Or Maledi said back, no, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. For Lava Kimna, didn't we already put on the Mishnah talking about that the Yisrael, Shenof Noloit, Folim Beis Avi Yimai Kayin? We're talking about here that this Yisrael got him a Torah Yerusha from his father in law, the Kayin. So, therefore, here he owns the Truma. That's why he can marry his wife with it. But maybe the case where it's your real Truma that you grew from your orchards. Maybe there, since there's a mitzvah for you to give it away to a kohen, it's not called your money to marry your wife with it.